Subscribe to Slug Mag's YouTube channel for monthly virtualized concerts featuring local Utah bands. Catch the next online concert premiere on January 22nd, featuring performances from Arcane, Sling, and Ben Ra. You won't want to miss it.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
This is Tim Myers. I play guitar and sing in the band Palace of Buddies.
Hi, this is Nick. Drums, keys, and vocals in Palace of Buddies. Generally speaking, it's kind of like alternative rock with more synths than usual, or alternative rock slash contemporary wave slash trash rock, just like Toto, rock and roll with synths. It's just like Toto.
Spot on. Nick and I met in junior high, seventh grade, our math class. We kind of bonded over music. Nick was a drummer and I was a drummer, and we kind of had a similar interest in musical taste. And so we became friends pretty quick, and that lasted through high school and today. But we always kind of had an idea of playing music together, which never happened during high school, but afterwards we became bandmates in a metal band that we played with in together called Pushing Up Daisies. And then after that, kind of, we both left that band. We essentially just kind of had this idea of starting a band together. We had a handful of different ideas, or we basically were just kind of, you know, get together and kind of jam things out. And I don't know, I guess we kind of feed off each other in what we both do. We have a lot in common, so that kind of helped create the music that we play. I don't know.
Yeah, this band sort of, we came together with an idea of just like, no, we're not going to be any type of style. We're not going to, anything that sounds good is good. And that's sort of why, I don't know, genres are weird, because especially our earlier releases were more of an eclectic mix of crazy, heavy, noisy rock, and then maybe there'll be something that's all synthy, keyboard, cheesy, and try and make them work together. But it's like, creatively at the beginning, it's like, let's just make anything that we think sounds good, no rules, any weird sound instrument is game.
I actually remember your notebook in math class, Nick, and it had a like this Nine Inch Nails,
oh yeah,
insignia that you drew on it.
Hell yeah, dude. Downward Spiral came out around then.
I've always been drawn to Nick, his musical style. We click together. We always kind of have, musically. I think we feed off each other really well. Nick has an incredible knack for melodies, for drum beats, for music in general. He's got a great ear. I've always, you know, always been impressed with his musical ability. And it's kind of one of those things where you want to play music with people that are better than you. You know, in a lot of aspects, like, you want to do things that are with people that are better than you, so you can get better at that. And that's how I feel about, I've always felt about playing with Nick, is that he pushes me.
Conscience. I appreciate like Tim's talent. Really, like I do more of the keyboard playing in the band these days, but I think Tim's keyboard chops are ultimately better than mine. So like that's like a cool way to like, and that pushes me as well. And I don't know, there's lots of things you learn about each other's tendencies as writers, like the type of harmonies that Tim likes. Like maybe it'll be like some arpeggiation of a chord and it'll have like, I don't know, maybe it's just like a major seventh chord, but he kind of has his way he would want to use that type of harmony. So maybe I'll come up with an idea that uses those type of harmonies, but use it in a different rhythmic or approach it like from a different compositional standpoint than Tim would. So like you learn kind of what each other's like, what you like to hear, you know, or as a drummer, like something that's maybe in an odd time signature. Like I think Tim kind of likes like something that maybe is like in an odd time, but still it's very groovy, not just, you know, mathy, switchy, changey all over the place, but like something that's hypnotic and groovy, but like also maybe not in a traditional meter. I think I've learned that from Tim, just like how to play with that, but not have it be like sound complicated, but have it still be catchy. Okay, you ready for an argument or some contention here? I've learned also that Tim likes a lot of kind of like a lot of layers, whether it's live or on a recording, kind of like sort of a make as intense, as thick as a sound with two people as you want to. And recently, in recent years, I've kind of enjoyed thinning out the texture a little bit, like playing with some other groups where when we record, we don't do any overdubs. It's like all live. So I've also learned over the last few years, like when to, and then a little bit on this album is like making as well, as like when to stop, like, okay, stop producing this thing. It's good for things to be sparse sometimes.
I've learned to try to be more sparse. That is something that we've discussed, and sometimes
that's what we fight about. It's like, do we really need that guitar loop going here, Tim? Come on, I can't hear this shit.
It's true.
You made the choice to let it pass.
Sometimes I'll listen to something and it's just something that I hear that's not in the music. That's not just in this band, but when I do stuff myself, I can sometimes hear other parts that aren't necessarily in the song or the recording. So sometimes I just want to kind of break that out and put it into the song. But I mean, other times, I don't know, sometimes it's fun to have more sound. But yeah, definitely I've learned, you know, I've listened to other recordings where it's actually thin and it sounds amazing. It's just, I think when you run thin, you have to be specific on the parts that you're playing, right? So, I mean, they've got to be good parts.
Yeah, and I was going to say something similar that goes along with the songwriting. Like, we both like a lot of music that it's not really about, like, a thin texture or a catchy hook or just like being solid on a really simple level, but like we both like bands like My Bloody Valentine, where it's like the layers are really juicy and thick, and it's about like, you know, like on Loveless, just like the slushiness of the whole texture coming together, and other bands like that that just kind of like the music is very textural and thick, and that can be very cool. And maybe just in a few recent years my taste of changed. Not that I don't like that stuff as much anymore, but I think it's just like wanting to write a different type of music, and like Tim was alluding to, if it doesn't sound good, you know, just what the live people can do, maybe it's the song's not worth pursuing more if you need to layer a million things to make it sound good. You know, when you step back and look at all, it's like, it's, we're kind of lucky to be friends for that long and still like be able to collaborate together. Not everyone has friends that they've had since junior high and they're now almost 40. The song we're going to listen to is Beach Ranger. It's an instrumental song, and it's not on Idle Tremors. It's on the EP we released at the same time called the Wet EP. Why is it called Beach Ranger, you might ask? Well, it's because we were camping on a beach on tour, and maybe we weren't sure if it was cool to camp out on this beach. We saw some headlights rolling over the hills, about to finally falling asleep. And Tim freaks out, and he's like, oh, shit, it's a park ranger or whatever. And me and my friend JG were like, chill out, man. Beach ranger's not going to get you. And like the whole next day, it was just sort of this joke about a beach ranger. And we didn't have a title for this song yet while we were on tour. And then we just started calling it Beach Ranger after that because it had a nice ring to it. Find us on Bandcamp, listen on Spotify, buy the vinyl from Randy's or Diabolical Records. iTunes as well, right, Tim's on iTunes?
Find us on, yeah, Bandcamp or anywhere you stream music. We've got some songs in the making currently. Hopefully it won't take as long as the last album, but we'll be playing, and as soon as we can play live, we're looking forward to playing on the stage again.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you can expect next from us, is just to play some shows as soon as it's safe and becoming a little more normal again. Definitely want to do a lot of that before we hit record again.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Shop local this holiday season and score huge deals in the Slug Mag merch store. You'll receive 75% off your order when you use the code HAPPYSHOPPING, no space, at checkout. Don't miss out. Shop the sale on slugmag.com.